from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The pitch to Trey Turner is hit well. Left field and deep and half. Not even going to watch. It's way up into the bleachers in left center field. And Trey Turner unloads his fourth home run of the season. First ball swinging. And he's given the Phillies now a 3-0 lead. And the pitch swung on. Crushed. Deep left field. And Turner, two home runs tonight. And that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left, a two-run shot, and it's 5-1 Phillies.
What a night for the Phils. What a night for Trey Turner. Two home runs. And that second one last night, man, that went to Waveland Avenue. That went out of Wrigley Field. Welcome back. Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Our lot to discuss here, including, are you sure this Eagles roster is Super Bowl caliber? I'm not. I have questions about the quarterback.
Positive.
How well he's going to play. You know, he'll be good, but is he going to be great again, or is he going to be good? We'll see. Offensive line, pass rush. You know, we don't even know if they're a top 10 offense. What's the guy's name that wrote the article? I forget his name. But somebody in NFL.com was
freaking Gennaro, man.
Gennaro.
Who can get lost.
Yeah, we don't like him.
Gennaro might be seeing things that we can't see. Doesn't rank the Eagles top 10 offense.
You know what? Shut up.
He blind.
Leave Gennaro alone, all right? Are we sure this is a true Super Bowl caliber roster? All right, but we have the Phillies, of course. With a win last night, Hugh. Two home runs from Trey Turner. And at noon today, I believe, is the end of the voting for that final push for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And yesterday when we talked about it, we mentioned that Trey Turner's in that final push in the top two of the shortstop rankings. And I got to say, when he got hurt in early May, and he was off to a good start, hitting over 300, right? He was putting together, you know, an all-star caliber start to the season. But he got hurt, and, you know, you kind of realized right away it was going to be a pretty decent time he was going to be at. It ended up being 6 weeks. I just eliminated in my mind that he was going to make the all-star game because I just figured he hasn't missed too much time.
Yeah.
But now he's pushing for it, you know, in terms of voting. A lot of people are voting for him. Hugh, what do you think? Does he deserve it? I mean, there's a couple things. One, he's only played 46 games. That's the reality because he got hurt. The second thing, though, is he now is hitting .342. Hit a pair of home runs last night. So He's certainly hitting like an all-star. Is he an all-star?
I think so. And you know me. I look at it, and I was looking at the standings and looking at other people who might be deserving, but I can't find too many, not in the National League. You know, you talk about Mookie Betts being hurt and him being pushed to the top of the order or whatever, the voting. He's had 7 out of 8 games that he's been in, and then he had that monster game last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looks like the guy that you paid all that money to. So it's hard for me to say that he doesn't deserve to go, even though he missed as much time when he was on the IL, because he's been pretty hot since he's gotten back.
So he's certainly hitting like an all-star. His defense, I mean, I don't love his defense. I don't think most of us do with shortstop, but he's hitting like one. So the only, I'd say the only shortstop who has hit better than him is Betts. But Betts is hurt too, right? Betts can't play in the all-star game because he has the broken hand. So he's out. You know, I look at some of the numbers. L.A. De La Cruz from the Reds, he certainly has a case to make the team. He has 15 home runs at shortstop. He's got 40 stolen bases. He's put up a crazy season so far. He's got a case, but I it's rare you have a player that plays this few games, you know, compared to everybody else because of the injury, that makes the All-Star team. But, heck, people are voting him. And when you see a .342 batting average, that's All-Star worthy.
And I think that when most people look at the All-Star ballot, and you get to vote as many times as you want. So go out there and vote as many times as you want. Well, five times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, they look at the stats. Stat-driven game.
And his batting average stands out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things, man, that when you look at people that are deserving to go, regardless of how much he's been out there and things of that nature, he's one of the guys. And he was the top vote getter. Him and Mookie were the two top vote getters.
Right.
So, yeah, he deserves to go.
So, in a league where most guys can't hit for batting average, it's just batting average over the years has gone down, down, down. There's only two shortstops in the National League this year that are hitting over .300. Mookie Betts is one of them. I think we all agree Mookie was going to start, but now he can't. He has a broken hand. Trey Turner's the other one. Only two shortstops in the NL hitting over .300. Now, Trey only has five homers. Most of that is all the time he missed. Two of them last night. Only had three homers for last night. Kyle, what do you think? 46 games, is that enough to be an all-star starter? Like, he certainly has numbers to say he looks like an all-star. It's just he only played 46 games.
Yeah, I don't know who you would put ahead of him. It almost feels like whether it's earned or not, it's almost like by default, Trey Turner has to be the shortstop in the all-star game. Mookie Betts is hurt. And I mean, Trey, he did come back and like hit the ground running.
Oh, he's hit,
again.
Yeah, he has. He's hitting over 300.
It's not like he's a bad player who's undeserving of being in an all-star game. He could be in the all-star game had it not been for Mookie Betts, and there's no Mookie Betts. So I feel like there's no issue there with him being the shortstop.
Well, if you want to vote for him, go vote for him right now and finish the job. So we could have three all-star game starters in the infield for the Phillies, right, Bryce? And he looks like he could come back. I saw yesterday Topper said that he and Schwarber both hit in the cage yesterday.
Yeah, he was running yesterday, wasn't he?
So, I mean,
running a little bit.
Obviously, he's pushing to come back next week before the All-Star game. So Bryce at first, Bohm at third, Trey at shortstop. That's pretty remarkable.
They might as well just field the Phillies out there.
Castellanos and Marsh are up in the voting.
The greatest right fielder in Phillies history.
How about those catches by Castellanos last night, by the way? Nobody plays right field like more of an adventure like Castellanos. Even when even when he makes the catch, you feel like your stomach is going to come out of your throat.
That's a good way of saying an adventure. That's cool.
It is an adventure.
Is it just great scouting by the Phillies? Like, they put him in positions where he doesn't have to make up so much ground to get to the ball.
I can never tell if he makes a good play or he took an easy play and made it look hard. I mean, he makes a lot of like really impressive catches, but like, why is he in that weird position? I don't know. I mean, the final play last night, he almost went over his head.
He is baffling out there.
It is. It's remarkable. So you can go vote for the Phils. Obviously, react to last night. Pair of home runs by Trey. I thought Mercado pitched well in his first career start. Tonight is a Zach Wheeler night on the mound as the Phils go for the first two at Wrigley Field. 215-592-9494. Friend, do you think Trey should start the All-Star game? Again, I didn't think this was a question we were going to ask a month ago because he was out for so long. But pair of homers last night, hitting .342, no Mookie. He has a case to start the All-Star game. Kyle, you were looking for someone else. The only one I think has a real case is De La Cruz from the Reds. He has 15 homers and stole 40 bases. Other than him, it's probably Trey Turner. And with the voting and with how many people here are voting for him, he's probably going to get this nod. Let's go to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss on the Eagles. Are you sure this is a Super Bowl caliber roster? Trey Turner. And when you call in, someone that you want to say bleep you to off of Joe Buck saying it in a speech to a kid that gave him the finger 10 years ago. OG Wade is up. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey,
what's
OG.
On, listen, man, these guys with these lists and everything. Now, you got Kansas City on there. Kansas City scored 30 or more points last year three times. Only three times. I don't understand how you got Kansas City on there when you can't even name the wide receivers. Also, you can't name the wide receivers for the Indianapolis Colts. And the reason why the Colts did score the points that they scored last year was because of their weak schedule, which the Eagles played a much tougher schedule, which you have to take that into account. I don't understand how people that's supposed to be into this sports talk radio stuff or sports covering content creators and all that, how when you doing your analysis that you don't know how to compartmentalize the game?
So let me give you, I didn't write the list. It's not my list. It's not my list. I'm just talking reactive. But I can give
Damn,
you a couple.
I didn't know you took it personal because I wasn't even talking
to you. But I'm just, because Kyle said the same thing this morning. So I think I could come up with the reasons why the Chiefs and Colts are on the list. You want to hear my thought?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, the Chiefs one is easy. You just kind of bet on them to be better this year because they have the best quarterback and they have Andy Reid. I agree with you. They have questions at receiver, especially if Rashee Rice gets suspended, which he probably should considering all the nonsense this offseason. So you're right. They have questions, but I'd probably guess they're a top 10 offense. I don't think I'd put them at two, but I'd guess they're top 10.
They wasn't top 10 last year.
I know, but they've been top 10 every other year with Mahomes and Reid. So I think it's a fair guess to say they're top 10. The Colts one, they only scored one less point than the Eagles last year per game, and Minshew played most of the game. Now they get the quarterback back, so that's where I could see the case for them.
Well, the quarterback that they got back is a sophomore now,
yes,
and he hasn't proven anything. So Minshew was more of a guy that actually knew how to put points on the board against bad teams, of course, but you got to take that into account. When you're doing this, Joe, you have to look at who are these offenses that you're talking about. What defenses are they playing this year? You know what I'm saying? That goes into account. And as bad as they say the Eagles was last year, we were still seventh. We were better last year than what they've given us this year. And this year they're saying there's no excuses for Jalen Hurts because he's got everything. Well, that's a damn oxymoron. If you're saying there's no excuses because he got everything, you can't be saying that they're not going to have a top 10 offense.
Sounds a little personal.
What do you think, Hugh? I mean, it's fair enough.
And my fuck you one is to anybody that thinks Jalen Hurts is not a damn good quarterback.
All right, OG. You got to say the bleep.
But see that when it gets personal, that's what happens. You get in your feelings a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Deep breath.
For the sake of being personal, how can you call yourself an OG of a sports talk radio calling and drop an F bomb?
Come on. All right.
Yeah, I was.
Relax,
OG Ride for
we got to do better.
Yeah, we got to do better, man.
Yeah, again, what's the guy's name? Gustavo. Who wrote the list again? What's his name?
It might as well be Gustavo. Gennaro. It's Gennaro. Yeah.
Gennaro. His list isn't ridiculous. You may disagree with it. The Colts scored 23.8 points per game last year with Gardner Minshew.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Okay,
Joe.
I would guess they're going to be better with a top 5 pick quarterback running the show.
Okay, but you wouldn't guess that the Eagles now with an actual offensive coordinator aren't going to be improved from the 7th best scoring offense in the league last year?
I mean, you're
giving the Colts that, but you're not giving the Eagles that. That doesn't make sense.
They lost Jason Kelce. How many times do I have to say they lost Jason Kelce since March and it just rolls off everyone's back?
That's a major loss. But hold on. How do we know that Anthony Richardson is actually, you know, what they drafted in the B? That's a huge question mark.
It's a projection,
right.
Of course.
So, like, that feels like giving the grace to the Colts and not the Eagles, who've actually proven that they are a top 10 offense for multiple years in a row.
If I was making the list, I'd have the Eagles over the Colts. But Gennaro was attacked by everyone here. I'm trying to say this isn't crazy. If you tell me right now the Eagles finished 10th or 11th in scoring this season, I'm not shocked. Now, if they finished 27th, yes, that'd be shocking. But there's a lot of good offenses in the league. I mean, that's part of where the NFL is going because no one cares about defense like Hugh Douglas anymore.
No, I don't care about defense.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of good offenses. A bunch of teams score 24 points a game every single week. 215-592-9494. Again, when you call in with your bleep use, it's a bleep you. Okay?
Yeah, it's not the actual word.
It's a bleep you.
Because we do radio.
It's just a bleep.
What is the FCC?
A bleep is not a bad word.
Yeah,
it's just fun.
Yeah,
we don't want to wear out the dump button.
No, we don't.
We got stipulations.
I trust Lou's going to get this right. Lou in Downingtown, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, as far as the Eagles are concerned, I'm skeptical that they're a Super Bowl team. It all begins with the quarterback. This guy just doesn't have it in terms of attitude. He sits there like he's lost when he's sitting on the bench. And I'm just not there. He talks a language that I don't understand when he stands at the podium. But I have to comment.
Well, he's just trying to keep the main thing, right? I mean, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel either he's been coached or, I don't know,
Yeah, I think it's a. I think he's been coached to do that. Like when I listen to him, I hear Nick Saban like say the littlest thing possible. You know, talking cliches.
No bulletin board material.
Yeah, but it is frustrating when he's not playing well. You want to hear him talk. I hear you.
I have to get something off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
55 years I've been waiting to say something to Joe Torre. You blew me off at 19 years old in 1969 at the Holiday Inn Hotel. I handed you your keys when the team was coming in, and I asked you for your autograph, and you said, "Get out of here, kid. Leave me alone."
Wow. Was he on the Braves then? Who was he playing for?
Playing for the Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals. He was a Cardinal and a Brave when he played. Joe Torre. So let me ask you this, Lou, because he was obviously a good player. Did it like really bother you when he became a famous manager? Because then he became like super, like a Hall of Famer.
I never forgot it because in 1964, I called the Bellevue Stratford and talked to Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax took 10 minutes out of his time to talk to me, a 14-year-old kid. But Joe Torre can't give me an autograph. And I haven't forgotten it.
Lou, I'm so glad you got that off your chest. I'm glad we brought this up today just for that. Lou, you have a happy fourth. You know what? Joe Torre deserved that 55 years later. That's a long grudge to
hold.
That is.
Whew. I mean, it's
one of them off, though.
Yeah. But it's one of those, like, I don't know, man, because it you know what this kind of like, and I'm not poo-pooing what the caller said because that's, you know, we're talking about, you know, things you want to say F you to, and I'm okay with that. But it's like, did Joe Torre really owe him an autograph, though? That's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of the Kels situation.
Oh, the one in down the shore?
When the lady told her you had to, you know, you can't come to this town no more or something crazy like that.
So I don't think Joe Torre owed Lou an autograph.
He could have took some time.
Yeah, I think it was the way he said that he kind of blew him off.
Yeah, beat him off. Yeah, they blew him off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll tell you this much. I'll try to pivot off of that with this. Here is the thing that gets me about what happened with the Joe Torre thing. If you've ever been like, so you try to get an autograph or something, or you try to talk to someone and they blow you off, it probably bothers you no matter what. But imagine if that person then becomes super famous. Like, Joe Torre was a good player. He won an MVP as a player once. But, like, he kind of faded out. And then he came back and led a dynasty as a manager. I imagine Lou was just stewing in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, because his success.
Right, because not only did I have to deal with him as a player,
now
then
he's successful.
Now it's he's so a Hall funny, of Famer. Dude.
What?
Why are you giggling over there?
None. You missed it. Joe caught it.
You had a moment, and if you catch it, you have a drop. All right, 215.
You don't eat it.
592.
He didn't catch it.
94.94. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Lou's bitter, man.
He's real bitter.
That sometimes bitterness holds for decades and decades.
I admire him for holding that grudge. I didn't agree with what he said in the first part of his call, but I do admire him for holding that grudge. Bleep them Yankees. So I want to talk about the Phillies, but I will say I do think the Eagles have a Super Bowl caliber roster, especially because of the young kids they got on defense, and they actually have two really good coordinators. I'm really anxious to see what Jalen can do with this offensive coordinator, and I believe this defensive coordinator is going to really have this team. It has to be better than last year, and that was a disaster. So any improvement?
Totally agree.
Yeah, and Jeff, yeah. if we take it from there, which is certainly a way we could do it, right? Like last year was a disaster, and they still finished seventh in points per game. That's a pretty good floor. Like if that was a disaster, then yeah, I mean, with a better coordinator and the whole thing looking better, they should go back to being top five. I understand that point.
Yes, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm saying they should be there. They should be right there. Should be no problem.
All right, Jeff, who do you want to say bleep you to?
Well, I was going to say one name, but it was too easy. I'm going to go with Chris Sims.
Oh, I like that.
Grudge against him for all these years. Bleep you. You're just see, guys like him, all they want to do is say the negative thing, because if they're right about it, they're right about it. If they're wrong about it, they don't lose anything. See, look, the guy was okay. Turned out to be a good player. So I don't like guys like him.
Yeah, I thought we'd hear a Chris Sims say, Jeff, good phone call. So I can't remember if we've played it yet. We'll get to it at some point, I'm sure, in the next few weeks. Chris Sims did put out his most recent quarterback list. So he does it every June.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, and I listened to some of it, and I saw the ranking. He actually was kind of complimentary of Jalen this time. It was weird. Did you see where he had him?
No, I didn't.
He had him 9. Which you know, I do not think is, I think that's very fair off of last year.
You know what's funny with Chris? I think for him, you know, he gets ratioed a little bit, so he wants to try to take some of the heat off.
Oh, you think he's trying to even things out a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Because he probably, I would not be surprised if he's the type of guy that gets the conversation that, you know, hey, man, you're being a little heavy-handed with this. Maybe you should back off a little bit. Mm. I can see him being that guy.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because all the, like last year when everyone was really high on Jalen, he still didn't see it. And then now most people, I would say, are a little bit lower on Jalen. He's like, actually, yeah, he's a little top 10 guy. So, yeah, I think he had him at 9 in his most recent rankings here.
Hugh, dude.
What?
Oh, Kyle found what you did. You're going to keep that to yourself?
Well, I feel like I don't know. You make the call.
No, I think maybe we should huddle about this one before we just throw it on the air, right?
Well, it went over the air.
I know it did.
Yeah, but I think
and
it kind of.
I tried to just pivot off it as quickly as I could.
No.
And Hugh lost it.
That might be your best one yet, dude.
No. You know what's funny? Like, you wouldn't have heard it if I would have said nothing.
But you were giggling the entire time.
You actually reacted the most out of all of us because you realized what you said.
No, because I realized what I said, man. Sometimes you get too comfortable when you talk. Hey,
you mean like OG getting comfortable a few minutes ago?
You get too comfortable.
I mean,
man.
My goodness, you.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot.
A little too much. A little too much.
Too far, we think.
Let's go to the. You know, let's grab John in Ocean City. What's up, John?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, John.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just think, you know, Jalen just gets too much slander, honestly. Like, he was a fumble away in the Super Bowl from being the Super Bowl champion, and he should have been the MVP that year. So, I feel like if he does win that Super Bowl, then we are looking at him completely differently right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, John, I agree.
Nobody's disagreeing with that.
But he didn't, right? And then he had a tougher year last year, so there's questions about how good he is.
I get that, but at the same time, I feel like people are a little too down on him just because of the fact that, you know, he had a little bit of a down year last year, but, like, you know, if that was anybody else, like, they're talking about Jordan Love. Like, I think he's way better than Jordan Love. Like, what does Jordan Love do? Like you said, like, he only won, like, the last, you know, he was only good the second half of the year last year.
So well, he won. Like John, I, you're right. I mean, he doesn't have a track record, even though they were drafted the same year, right? Because obviously Love had to sit for all those years behind Rodgers. He was better, though, at the. John, it's hard to kind of parse it because you're right. Jalen has a better track record. He's been better for longer. He's been starting for longer. But the last month and a half last season, Love looked like one of the best quarterbacks. And Jalen, I'm not saying it's all his fault, like, they couldn't score points. It was just ugly down the stretch last season. So it's like, John, I like Jalen. I just have trouble figuring out who is he? What is the real he? Is he the guy he was 2 years ago? Maybe. Is he as bad as he was at the end of last year? Probably not. How good is he? I don't know. I this year is going to tell us a lot.
Yep, time will tell. And I agree with you. I just get pissed off when I hear stuff like Anthony Richardson and, you know, the Colts being a better offense than us. I'm like, what has this guy proved? I'm like, he played, what, 6-7 games last year?
Oh, I don't even think that. He got hurt in September. Yeah. No, I think that one is that one is more Steichen and the offense, because they scored a lot of points with Minshew, so people are high on them. John, what are you thinking? Who do you want to say bleep you to?
I really wanted to say bleep you to the Cowboys just because.
That's a good one.
Just because.
You don't need to defend it anymore. Bleep you to the Cowboys.
Yep.
I like
have
that
a good one.
You too. There he goes. John and Ocean City. That one, you know, I didn't know what we'd get for these. Spike Lee was the first one. But the Cowboys one is a great one.
It's always a great one.
There's never a bad time to just say bleep you to the Cowboys.
Never a bad time.
215-592-9494. Joe Buck, at a speech he was given after winning an award, said bleep you to a kid who gave him the finger 10 years ago. Who do you want to say bleep you to? Again, bleep you. It's the bleep word. No, nothing else. Your calls on the Eagles. Are you sure this is a Super Bowl caliber roster? And on the other side, we'll play some interesting audio from Hard Knocks with the Giants last night. Doing off-season Hard Knocks, first time ever an off-season version. And they talked a lot in the episode last night about the decision to either retain or let Saquon Barkley go, who obviously here is the new starting running back. You'll hear what they said in their process of letting Barkley go. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Is arthritic joint pain keep you from doing the things you love to do this year? Bone-on-bone pain in your knees, hips, back on your shoulders? Boy, that don't sound good at all. Listen, people, there are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief through QC Kinetics. It's helping patients like you every day. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. I'm talking cutting-edge treatments that accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. They've helped so many people here and tens of thousands of more around the country. If you're living with chronic pain from arthritis or injury, you need to know that steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only option. Learn how QC Kinetics can treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you get your life back with regenerative, restorative, your cellular treatments for your achy joints. This is the future of medicine, people, so get with it. Call for a free consultation now at 215-999-3000. That's 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.